Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Lowe's show is all. That's the Real Relationship Show, and I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, Real Relationship Talk Show. So we want to make sure you understand that we're going to come at you real hard tonight. We're going to offer some ideas, some thoughts on the topic we have for tonight. And that topic is focusing on dating. And it's just really, truly, truly something we need to look at and focus on, you know, that we exactly need to make sure we do what we need to do if we are going to move toward dating. But we put a new spin on tonight. The title of tonight's show is Dating, Half of Singles Don't Want a Relationship or Even a Date. I want you to think about that for a second as we begin to get ready to get this thing started up. We're going to just play a little bit of music, and my co-host is on the line, and I'm ready to get him started up. But I want to just kind of play one more song because, you know, what we want to do in a relationship when we're dating or even in a marriage, we truly, truly want to be happy. And if we're not happy, then we're not accomplishing those things we need to accomplish. So we're going to play some music that relates to it, and we're going to get ready to get
the truth can hurt you. Or the truth can change you.
What will truth do to you? God is so good. He's truly a blessing. He has blessed us in many ways. So we can pray for the company. This is truly, truly thirsty.
There's no one else like me.
That's where we're going to be coming from tonight. We're going to look at intentional dating. Now, if you want to check us out on the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And if you also want to tweet the show, you have an opportunity as well. You can tweet the show at LorenzaBSmith15, at Dr. Low Show with the number one, at the Dr. Lorenza Smith with the number one. So that's where we're going to be going, and we're going to bring it to you. You can also email. You can email at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. So let's look at this by first introducing a young man that was really appreciative. He decided to come and be a co-host on this show, share his expertise. This young man hailed out of the state of Texas. That's where he's residing at this time. He's a relationship coach and strategist. He's always available. We have posted information. If you need to contact and talk with him and share some thoughts and allow him to move in a direction to help you move toward understanding what kind of relationship you're in. None other than our co-host. Again, we're so glad to have him. Pastor Eddie Pratt. How you doing, Pastor Pratt?
I'm doing good, brother. So thankful to be online with you, and thank you so much for just including me on this wonderful show.
And we're so glad to have you because, you know, what expertise you have will allow a lot of our individuals who's watching or listening all around the world, because we're heard in 18 countries. So those individuals have some of the same questions. And sometimes they won't ask the question. We do our best to try to bring everything out. But if we don't get it out this week, 2 weeks from now, we'll come back and bring something else that's going to be a thirst to you. So we go along with being thirsty Tuesday because we want you to feel the thirst. We want you to have that in it. You want to know more about dating. You want to know more about marriage. You want to know more about relationships. Here we are. We're going to come and share it with you. Again, our title is Dating. Half of singles don't want a relationship or even a date. That's sad to say, and that's a natural process for the human race to be able to share that with somebody, but you want to share it in the right way. Now, we want you to be a part of, again, the call-in number so you can chat with Pastor Pratt as well as myself is 347-857-4192. Press 1, then I will make sure I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your name and location if you choose to, then offer your comments, your questions, or your expertise. So, Pastor Pratt, we're going to get started off with addressing dating, which sometimes leads to marriage. And also some of the things we're going to talk about, marriage as well. And people have to understand because you have an intentional dating and you have unintentional dating. And that's the first thing we're going to talk about because some people are not aware when you say intentional dating or unintentional dating. You know, we intentional is a purpose. There's a plan. Unintentional, it happened. Now I think I like where I'm connected with the person I see, and I'm moving forward. So that's the first thing we're going to talk about. We're going to discuss intentional and unintentional. We'll start off with intentional dating. Pastor Pratt, I want to let you jump in right now.
Okay. So I think that intentional dating is the way that people should date. I think that too often people get into a dating situation without intentionality, or their intentions are not on the same page. And I think that what's important that in dating, I always feel like there's too much dating the wrong way. And that is either somebody's not being honest with why they are dating the other person. Maybe it's just a physical attraction. One person may be looking for marriage. The other person may be looking for self-gratification. There's so many different things. And I think that intentional dating is about being open with the other person with why you are pursuing a dating relationship with them. And that goes into how we can maintain healthy relationships. Things go sour when one person has one set of intentions and the other one has another, especially and then the other part of it is one person may say, well, this is what I'm looking for. I'm dating to – look for my spouse. And the other person may be saying, oh, well, I'm looking for the same thing, but they may be, but they may not be truthful in their response. And that creates an unhealthy situation because both people are not moving in the same direction.
Exactly. And that's what everybody has to understand. When you intentionally, you're out there for a purpose. You're dating with a purpose. And that purpose might be, I'm looking for my soulmate. My purpose, I'm looking for that person that's going to allow us to be a couple, to do some things. So you have to have a purpose while you're doing it. And beside that, as Pastor said in previous show, a plan. Too many times people don't have a plan, and that's why this dating game does not work for them, because they just see something, it looks good externally, and they want to go after it. And just to get that ultimate thing, that prize they may see in their mind, they will say, yeah, I don't mind dating you. I want to date you, because that leads them to get to that purpose or whatever that prize. Too many times, even unintentionally, the purpose a lot of time people is to just get one thing from that purpose. Then you have something from that person. Some people have a tendency to think about having somebody they can control. You know, that's so scary to know that somebody intentionally dating you and want to control you, because they have observed you and saw that you might consider to be a person that is not aggressive. I'm gonna say that like that. You're unaggressive person, and you're not. So they see you as being weak. So they have a tendency to attack. In a way, but they charm it. You know, a snake will charm you before he strikes. So we
That's
have to
right.
kind of be very careful about these people who have these so-called purpose that sometimes becomes a plan, of action. So as they come and say, yeah, I'm looking for somebody. I'm looking to get married. I'm looking to start dating. However, you know, Truly, there was no communication when you first met that person, so you wasn't able to share with them exactly what's your purpose, what's your plan. And I think that's so important when we're in a relationship and also communicating with each other. We have to make sure we do that even going into dating. You know, we have to be straightforward. If you're interested in building a relationship that will lead to a life partnership, you have to say that from the beginning. Do not go there having that plan to see what you can get. You tell people what they want to hear. So now your representative is standing in now.
Right.
And like you said, the real person will show up later on, and that's when people get hurt. And when they are hurt, they take a step back and say, well, I'm single, I'm fine with being single, I don't want no relationship, and I don't even want to go out on a date. Because every time I go through that process, I'm being hurt. Because of the people I allow myself to come into my life, they are people that are, and I always say some people like to drain other people. Some people's purpose is to take what you have. You know, sometimes some people are users, but the truth of the matter, they're losers. That's what they really are. But they like to use other people. And when they go into a dating situation, their purpose or their plan is to see how far I can take you on this ride.
That's
intentionally, you're not planning on going on the ride, but since you got on the roller coaster. You got on the roller coaster. And you know, a roller coaster goes around. You go to an amusement park. It don't stop in the middle. When you get on, it has an ending spot. It might not be the place you want to end up. So we have to be very careful when we're dealing with intentional dating. See, we have to, as we said, you have a purpose, you have a plan. And there's ways to intentionally date to eventually find somebody you can marry.
Yeah.
You know, when you meet
if that in fact is the goal.
Yes. If that is the goal, correct. If marriage is the goal, there's ways some people, if you understand the purpose and the plan, dealing with intentional dating. First of all, you know, you say, okay, maybe, you know, simply if I connect, you know, with that person. See, it has to be a connection between both of y'all.
That's right.
Helps you develop your plan. Develop your goals. Help develop your expectations. You have to have that connection. When we talk about traits and characteristics of a healthy relationship, one of those traits was truly, truly connection. Too many times we really don't connect. We try to force that square peg into that round hole because we ultimately have a plan of getting something that's going to satisfy the flesh at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it that way. We don't see anything that's going to allow the flesh to grow with that individual because you have that connection till you can see that ultimate final goal of having a life partner. Too many times we just try to see what we can get out of the situation. So instead of becoming people who are positive, we become a negative person. And I say instead of being someone that's helping people, you become a user.
Yes.
And a user turns to a loser. And that's something we have to keep in mind. Brother Pratt, you want to share anything else in regards to that?
I believe you covered it all good, brother. I think we covered that point real well.
and that's what it's all about. We want you to be a part of it as well. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. You get a chance to chat with both Brother Pratt as well as myself. And we're just excited about being before you press 1. And we want you to share your thoughts. I'll just ask you to give your last name, first name, if you choose, your location, if you choose, whatever, then offer your comments, offer your expertise in it. Now, as we look back at the title, where it said half of singles don't want a relationship or even a date, that's something I want us to take an opportunity and just take that title and talk about it. It's so surprising that most of the individuals that's out here single not interested in a relationship. And I think we said something on even one of my shows about love in a relationship. You know, you can have a relationship and don't have any love.
Yeah.
But it's hard to have a marriage and don't have any love. But
Right. Most
people now, because they've been hurt, they've been run into a serious situation with individuals, they don't even want to be in a relationship with individuals because those individuals are not showing the characteristic that we're talking about being in a healthy relationship or dating, a healthy dating process, because they show signs of mistrust. They show signs of not being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Show signs that they're not capable of communicating about that. So this is something we want to just talk about and share with you in regards to why singles, we want you to call and let us know what you're thinking, but we're kind of sharing just from our expertise, our experience, why many singles do not want to even get in a relationship, don't even want to go on a date. Brother Pratt,
yeah.
You can jump in right there.
All right. So I've been finding in my in sessions that I've been having coaching sessions and strategies with people, one of the main reasons why we're seeing more of this, it's because people have not healed from previous relationships, hurts and pains from previous late relationships. So therefore, they're willing to get, if they do date, they're trying to date, but there's a wall up that they don't want to approach, an emotional wall that they don't want torn down, and there's a lack of trust there. So therefore, they'll only go so far emotionally with people, and as long as they can keep a certain amount of distance without being hurt or their hearts broken or being disappointed. One thing is inevitable. People will disappoint you. And so I think that, you know, yes. they often enter into these relationships with the mindset of, I don't want to be hurt again, so I'm not going to put myself in a position to be hurt again.
Exactly. Exactly. And too many times that becomes a challenge for individuals saying, no, I'm not going that way because I don't really need that. I don't need the drama, especially you've been exposed to far too much drama because
right.
of some of the choices we pick. Some of the, you know, we put ourselves in a lot of our situations, or we allow ourselves to be in those situations. You know, when we meet people and like you said, they'll start off with their a representative, but then they'll start showing signs of things that have become displeasing to you. And when it
yeah.
becomes displeasing to you, you have to make the decision whether I want to continue on, because if it's displeasing, eventually it will become disrespectful. And when it becomes
That's
disrespectful,
right.
it's going to get to the point where there's going to be some drama in there. We're not living, and if you are hurt, and it's hard to let that hurt, you know, when you're being hurt over and over again, to let it go. People say, leave that baggage behind you. But if it's been a traumatic experience and it's a time step on your brain that you know that you've been hurt over and over again, you start asking yourself, why do I need to take time? Why do I need to take time to get in this relationship? Why do you
yeah.
even go out on a date? Because the person might, you know, I'm going out on a date, and he may, you know, some people take you, some males, I can only speak for males, I'm not saying every male, and they do look for something in return. And if I don't put myself, because I've been hurt before, don't put myself in that situation by going out on that date, then I don't have to look at anything or giving away, because a lot of people, I take you out on a date, you know, what's going to happen now?
Right.
Thank you. You know, I'm just saying, thank you. But
yep.
because you've been hurt so many times, you say, well, why waste your time? I'm single, and I would rather stay this way until, you know, God send that right person for me, because right now I am selecting at the wrong tree, pulling the wrong fruit off, because this fruit is not as sweet as it look. And a lot of time, that's what happened to a lot of us in regards to making our choices. And when we make those choices, we become individuals that because we put our internal part into it.
Mm-hmm.
Those individuals that's external will smash that internal part to the ground. And they continue to hurt you and over, but you have to put up a defense. It's either, and Pastor Babin just said it, so you can jump in. You know, we have a thing in our nature. You know, I think it's just humanistic part of us. We either fight
yeah.
or flight. That's what
that's right.
we truly do. We go in our fighting, since we've been hurt so many times, we put those walls up, or we flight. We go into the flight mode, we move farther and farther away, so we don't want to be in those relationships. We just don't want to deal with those things. So we get to that point, and we either fight or flight, and that's just human nature. And there's nothing – everybody has it in it. It's just how it comes out and what causes it to come out. All right, Pastor Pratt.
That's right. That's right. And I think that in that whole process, that fight or flight – is based on personal experiences, personal hurts, mm-hmm. and also, mm-hmm. you know, thinking about also, too, one thing that we didn't mention, I think that what's really damaging to people with the fight or flight is that they have, it's one thing that's in front of people that are dating is that we see so many people getting divorced that marriage
mm-hmm.
doesn't look attractive to them anymore. It
yes.
doesn't look like something that is a goal worth obtaining, because they see divorces happening so much. And this is even in Christian marriages. The percentages of divorce
mm-hmm.
is just as high as secular. They're very close in percentage rates. And so
mm-hmm.
that eliminates the goal of commitment, because they don't believe, they're not seeing themselves as if they put in the work and make the type of commitment. And I think it's just like this. Anytime, if you buy a car, you've got to do regular maintenance on that car to keep it running right.
It is the same thing
in a relationship. You can't just base it on, okay, well, I love you and you love me. It's work. It's proper maintenance. It's different things that you have to continue to do to keep that relationship running right. Now, if you have to do that with something that is a machine that doesn't think, you definitely have to do that with another person who has a mind, who has needs, which has goals and dreams. And those things change periodically. So that's an adjustment in both people when that does happen. And if there is not communication, and we've talked often about that on this show, about the importance of communication. And when there is the lack of that, it is destined for failure.
Yes, it is. It's destined for failure. And that's one of the things we have to keep in mind. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and you get a chance to chat and share your thoughts with Pastor Pratt and myself. And you talk about relationship, talking why single people, over half of them just don't want to, you know, get into a relationship or possibly even go out on a date. Now, I'm going to go to something, and Pastor Pratt, we kind of been tinkering with it, but you shared this on several other shows, and it was about people, how some people are not built for dating or marriage, and or marriage. And, you know, people had to realize if you have not been successful in going through the process, which, as we say, in a relationship, there's tiers of a relationship. And I think a lot of people don't understand those tiers. And something we're going to keep talking about and discussing and chatting about on each show. We have to understand that when we meet somebody, we're meeting them as an associate. We ain't meeting them to already go jump and do something all the way to level 4 or 5. That first tier, we're meeting, you get the information, and you feel comfortable because you feel a connection with them, and then you want to move forward to the next tier, which is acquaintance. I want to know more about you. And we're beginning, as I said in previous show, we begin to meet people and skip over even getting to know things about them because we may be lacking in a particular area. As we say on every show, Brother Pratt just said it, about communication. If you meet somebody and all you do is meet them after you text them all the time, you really want to maybe have a conversation with them verbally, or whether it be by telephone or Zoom or whatever, you want to be able to dialogue and talk with them.
Yeah.
And so you can find out more about them so I can know who I'm dealing with. Then I can determine the next tier, which will be friendship, if I think that's the tier I want to move to. Maybe something different from each individual. But, you know, people are saying, I want to be friends first. And I know we are, Brother Pratt, you've heard this. I mean, I want to be friends first. I'm not saying so much towards you, but people have said that. For a relationship, I want to be friends first before I move into the next one, romantic part.
Yeah.
You don't want to be friends first. But you have, for you to be friends, you have to be able to communicate. You
That's
have to
correct.
Be able to talk. If you're not able to do that, then you're selling yourself short. You're definitely selling that relationship short. So the tier that we move through after romantic is life partner. You don't go from associate or acquaintance straight to life partner. Well, you don't go from acquaintance to romantic, which is some people from associate maybe at the club, meet them at the club, and now you know, into an intimate moment. You move a little bit too fast.
you may not be built for it because you don't understand dating. And Pastor Pat, you said that on a previous show, and I always want to go back to that because a lot of people are not quite built for marriage. And the skills you need to focus and move forward to get to marriage, like they say, you date to marry and marry to date. So let's talk about people not being built for marriage. Eventually,
right.
You have to date. Let's talk. We'll just put that together, dating and marriage. Yes, sir.
Okay. So one of the things that I have found that I have been able to help some couples with is to understand a lot of people think that love is it's more about the emotion of love, and marriage is the action of love. It is a commitment. As I said, George, I said earlier on earlier shows, George Zaluki has this, his definition of commitment is continuing to do the thing that you said you would do long after the mood you said it in is gone. And I use that example of commitment being something that you stick to. Divorce is not an option. See, too often people approach marriage, and when I say they're not built for marriage, because they come in with surface deal breakers. That's the best way I can put it. They come in and they're actually not thinking or approaching the marriage as divorce is not an option. In other words, there's something about walking into that covenant. And see, that's the other thing. They're approaching the marriage like it's a contract. It's a covenant. Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a covenant with God, you are giving God and you are taking, and it's in the vows, it says, till death do us part. There's something about when you take that vow seriously and you put it in your, and it's in your spirit when you enter into marriage, then it is much bigger than, okay, well, they look good on paper. We're going to make good, pretty children together, or we're going to have a nice life with cars and houses and all of those different things. And we have all of these surface things that we think are going to be good. I love him. She loves her. They love each other in the emotional state. But it says for better or for worse. Now, marriage is about loving that person even through the worst. Now, it is also about consideration of that person and keeping them first after God.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, all of these different things. So what I do when I'm counseling, premarital counseling, I take people through a personal assessment that I do with them individually. And then I take them through a couple's assessment that prints out graphs and charts that shows me the areas of their strengths, areas of their differences, and areas of their areas that they need to work on to improve their way of handling whatever may be a problem area based on the way they responded to those questions. That is a process that introduces them to a much deeper level of understanding what they are signing up for versus we love each other, we finish each other's sentences, we do all of that stuff. Can you love each other through conflict? And when people are not built to do that, they need to stay away from it. They shouldn't even go in the direction of marriage when you are not committed to the point where you can only commit as long as everything is happy. Happy has nothing to do with marriage. It has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. Because happy is an emotion that goes up and down based on circumstances. Commitment says I'm going to stay there during the times where we're happy, during the times where we don't like what's going on. But one thing that is important in the vows of marriage, I'm not going to violate my partner. I'm not going to betray my partner. That means adultery. That means abuse. That means respect. That means doing the things. And like I said, when I walk them through, when I walk couples through those personal assessments, even if they're just single, I take them through a personal assessment so that they understand the three things that I've shared before: who you are, what your principles are, and what your purpose is. Now, when you talk about marrying somebody, and even if you're talking about dating somebody, nobody mm-hmm. should disrupt those three things that I just mentioned.
Yes, sir. And I tell you, Pastor Pratt, you're hitting it right on the head. And it was something every time we're together, we're talking, you always say something that I always put a pin in, and I always come back to it. You know, in a process of a marriage, even toward dating, you know, you must know what you're signing up for.
That is correct.
One of the things that I think people, even once they get married, they don't realize what they're signing up for. They're signing up, as you stated, a priority, being able to communicate with that person at whatever cost. If you're not a good communicator and you ain't signed up for it, if you need help with it, you have to seek the help so you can communicate with your partner, your life partner, your wife, your husband. You have to do that. Even in a dating instance, you have to be able to do that. You have to
be able to
know what you're signing up for and be willing to do it. You know, I always tell people when we talk about characteristics and traits, and ministers, Denise has something that she wants me to ask you, and I will ask you as soon as I finish with this. It was that I try to make sure people understand we can talk about self-love, we can talk about trust, honesty, communication, connection, devotion, commitment, but that one thing that we sometimes forget about, willingness.
Yeah.
Willingness will take you through all of the situations that you're dealing with in any relationship. You have to be willing. When they say put your best foot forward, that's willing to do it. If you're not willing to do it, you need to stand up and say, I am not willing to do it. So we both can make decisions that's going to benefit both of us. Going through the motion, because I really wasn't ready to sign up for this. It looked good. It sound good. But I don't want to do that. One other thing I want to add to that is, it's nothing wrong with saying you're not willing to do it. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to say I am not willing, I'm not ready to sign up for it, than to sign up for it and hurt people. Because a lot of times, and we said most of the time, when you're hurt, you have a tendency to hurt other people. Like I said, hurt people.
That's right.
Misery loves company. So if you're not willing to sign up for it, and I'm going to put that out in front of it, are you not willing to go to work every day? If you're not willing to do the things that you need to do in life, you're not going to be able to do it. So if dating is not a priority for you, like half of the seniors, the single people, even going and having a relationship, don't sign up for it.
Right.
Don't sign up for it. Minister Denise has, can you ask Pastor Pratt, when he's going to talk about the beast? She said something about the beast. That's something I don't. Pastor Pratt might be doing what that is. Denise Stephanie, but I just read what you said. He said, what are you going to talk about the beast?
All right.
Let's talk about the beast.
All right.
All right, then.
All right. So let me explain what the beast is. The beast is a usually when I go speak publicly to organizations or churches or conferences, there is a board that I have that has these stickies on it, and it has five different categories up at the top. And I call it the Beast. It's a relationship application model. It's actually called my RAM. It's just like in the Bible,
okay.
It's like the ram in the bush. And so on that, the categories of the Beast have at the top of the each, there's a line going down like a ticker, you know, like, and so each category is, the category is no, K-N-O-W.
Okay.
Trust is the next category, is the next column. So there are five columns. No, trust, commit, rely, and touch. Those are the five columns. And so I have these pegs that when I use this in all types of scenarios in relationships, and the beauty of this thing is that when someone is in a relationship, I take, and it has these different magnetic pegs that go on it. So let's just say the first column that I start off with is the no column. What do you know about the other person? Or what do you know about a scenario? So if you don't know them that well, I take the no and I slide it all the way down close to the bottom. You don't know that much about them. So then I go, but then if you slept with the person, then I take the peg over up under touch and move that all the way up to the top. So now what I show is that you don't know this person very well, but you've gotten physical with them and then there's no commitment. So I take the peg up under commitment and bring that low. It's a visual that shows you exactly where you are in a relationship with another person. So if you don't know them very well, but you've got into something physical with them, then how are you? So I bring the level of the pegs down on the trust column, down on the reliable column, and down on the commitment column. And the only thing that's sitting up high is the physical thing. So if you're being physical with someone that you're not committed, that you don't know that well, that you don't know if you can trust them, and you know that you can't rely on, why are you even in this relationship? You'll have to see it to see what I'm talking about. But literally, I take those five columns. When I get together with a person or persons, I take them through and I move those pegs based on their level of hurt, or their level of what they're looking for in a relationship, or if the relationship is coming together and two people are coming together. I basically, when I talk to them, I'm moving the pegs to show the area of commitment or lack thereof, or the area of reliability. And here's the other thing. We have to watch the consistency. Here's another thing, and I want to say this. We have to pay attention to the consistency of their inconsistency.
That is,
when somebody continues to act a certain way, it is showing you, I can move those pegs up and down. Well, wait a minute. So you're saying that you love this person, but they're doing all of these things that doesn't show that they're committed to you, so I move the peg down. So if you know that they're not committed, it already tells you they can't be trusted. They can't be relied on. But you're the one giving everything, but they're the one taking everything. How is that a healthy relationship to you? And I let them answer their own question. I just let them speak from that point, because this gives them a visual. Sometimes we need to have a visual of what's actually going on, because remember we talked about how emotions like to keep the past, they try to lock reality out of the car.
Oh yes.
They don't want reality driving the vehicle, because reality is a perfect blend of what's real and your emotions. But emotions is just driving on pure emotions. It makes me feel good. It makes me it makes me feel, and that's not enough to have a healthy relationship when you're talking about being married. I gave the example last time we talked. I fix my wife breakfast in bed every Saturday. Every Saturday, unless we got to get up and go somewhere. And we got in an argument one Friday night. I shared this one time before. We got in an argument one Friday night, and we didn't resolve it the next morning. She was still feeling some kind of way. I was still feeling some kind of way, but I still woke up and fixed her breakfast because that's what I committed to.
There you go. Wow. And Pastor Pratt, just catch your breath right here because I am just looking and making notes and I'm like, wow, these are the kind of things that put us in a position to really understand where we're going to be and why a lot of us not built for even dating. Not only marriage, it's dating. As you talk about the beast, we have to know exactly what we want and what we need first. So we expect somebody else to give it to us.
That's right.
And then if we know what we want and we think we have found somebody that can give us that, we have to trust them.
That's right.
Enough to allow them to do it. Sometimes we come at
that takes time. That's a process.
That's a process. You go through all those tiers. You got to go more than one tier. You can't just be an associate acquaintance and get to this point and really experience the beast and this is Pastor Pratt, and I'm just using it, the beast. Because you can't know that person enough to trust them. And then when you decide to trust them, a lot of time they hurt you. Because in that process of trusting them, you become committed to them, and on top of that, reliability come there. You're relying on them to give you something that you really thought you knew they could give to you.
That's right.
And all they may be good for in this process of dealing with the beast, with the ram and the bush, is that they can give you touch. That's all.
Touch
don't make that relationship.
That's right.
You have to go and look at those four things Pastor Pratt shared with you. And I'm learning. I'm experiencing because when I see things, I write them down, and then I want to say, let me look at my life to see how this is happening in my life.
Yeah.
How it's happening in my life. Pastor Pratt talked about something that's so important to a marriage is that, if you have something, and I call it a gesture of your personal feeling, because this is important to your relationship, meaning that fixing breakfast on Saturday morning for your wife, every Saturday. Even though you went with something unresolved on Friday night, you still did the same thing because you made a commitment.
Right.
You made a commitment. Too many times, even talking about dating, even to the point we go back, date to marriage, marriage to date. Some people agree with it and some people don't agree with it. But this could allow you to understand that people, if you just look at those that beast and look at those things, you may realize you're not built for that.
Right. That's exactly right.
And there's nothing wrong with saying you're not built for it. It could be you're not built for it at this time. And I a lot of time attest that to the lack of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it ties in. And I tell people, and I always talk to people, and I be talking about maturity. It don't make you more mature individual, man or woman, because you 70 years old or 60 years old or 50 years old. Age don't determine that. It gives you experience. That's what age gives experience. Everything you experience allows you to have the know-how, allow you to develop a commitment to be trustworthy. be reliable. But it don't allow you to kind of do the necessary things to say you're mature enough to be able to submit to those things. And I think that's what, you know, I'm going to call it that. Some people may agree or disagree. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. We want you to share your thoughts on it as well, Pastor Pratt and I. We want you to come back and talk about the beast. If you got a feeling about the beast, I see Minister Stephanie, she's typing in. She's laying it out on this Facebook. And I'm trying to read as much and also respond to it as well. But that's what we're talking about. Ask yourself, are you built for dating? Are you built for marriage? Are you built for dating after you get married? Let's add that to it. See, some people want to stay single because it requires them. If they're dating, this might lead to you getting married when you might not be ready to marry. But after you marry, you still got to date your spouse. And
that
too many times we're not capable because we're talking about romance, you know. And as Pastor Pratt said, with his wife, that's for her. That's romantic. You know, he's going to get up and think about it every Saturday morning. Just because we fuss, he didn't stop doing it. You know, that's what I'm talking about. I think people run away from relationships. I think they don't want to be in a relationship. They don't even want to date most of the single people because it requires them to do the things to go beyond if you get married. And then a lot of people, our numbers are high, secular or of a Christian, in regard to divorce, is because we didn't quite have the know-how to sustain that relationship.
Right.
We didn't have it. And there's nothing wrong with saying, I just wasn't able to do it. And you now have to say, you know, you got to assess yourself and find a foundation for yourself. Don't tell me about dating when you're on shaky ground yourself. It's hard to date somebody that's shaking. Their foundation's shaking. That's what I'm trying to say. Their foundation is unstable. It's hard because they haven't experienced those things that allow them to be willing to give a commitment to it. Because if they're not going to be committed to the dating process in a relationship, they're not going to be committed in a marriage. I don't know why people think they're going to marry him. He's going to change his ways. Or she's going to change her way. Her way is not going to change because she was not committed from the beginning.
I always say to couples, if there is a deal breaker present in the dating relationship, it will get worse in the marriage.
Yes,
the title will not change it. If they cheated while you were dating, they will cheat when they're married. And then when you question them about it, they're going to say to you, well, you knew I was like this when you were dating me before we got married. See, the marriage gives them license to continue to do it if there's no boundary or there's no respect put in place. The biggest mistake I've seen people make, thinking that marriage the title never changes the behavior.
No, it don't. It does not change the behavior.
No, the title of marriage will not
change.
Yeah, the title of marriage is not going to change the behavior. The behavior has to change before there's a marriage.
Exactly. Yes, sir. And that's what we have to keep in mind, behavior. You know,
behavior.
If you have some people literally just have bad behavior. And
the bad behavior comes from a bad mindset.
Exactly. And it's that's what it's all about. And we have to understand that. And too many times we don't take time to assess ourselves to make sure that we do. I want to say we're getting a beeping in here, and that's Minister Denise Stephanie. I know she got some words to share with us, but she's calling in on the phone, and I need her to call in on the call-in line, and then I can get her up, and then she can share her thoughts. But she did wanted us to share. She wanted me to ask you something, Brother Pratt. She said, I'm thinking of dating. Any suggestions, Pastor Pratt? This is
okay.
Minister Denise. Yes.
Okay. So if you are thinking about dating, one thing that I think is important is going through that personal assessment that I talk about. I do with single people that are not, whether they're involved or not, the first thing that I do with them is take them through a personal assessment. The personal assessment is broken down in categories to understand those three things that I just mentioned: who they are, what their principles are, and what their purpose is. I think that you've got to have a clear understanding with yourself first before you start bringing somebody in. Because, see, a lot of that has to do with the questions that are in the personal assessment that I created. It takes us through where you are emotionally, where you are in your strengths, your weaknesses. Have you healed from past hurts? And if not, what are your intentions on getting through that? I think that it's very important to be in touch with yourself. Like I've said before, very difficult to have a healthy relationship with someone else if you're having a toxic relationship with yourself.
Yes, sir.
And so,
I agree with you 100%.
So first of all, what happens in that personal assessment, you get a clear picture of who you are, but you also get a clear picture of what is compatible with you, what you are looking for in a mate or a spouse or dating. And now when you have that, what I do after we go through that series of questions, I send the person a summary of who they are, what their mission is, what their purpose is, what their principles are, so that when you meet up, and also what you're looking for in a person that you're interested in dating, but also what are the challenges that you bring to the relationship. What are the deal breakers? What are the things that you will not accept? And see, when you have a clear vision, you see yourself who you are as far as who you are, what your principles are, and what your purpose is. When somebody comes along that disrupts them three things, you give them the gift of the eye. That's what I call it. You cut them loose. You just cut them loose. We have to have the courage to love ourselves enough to not allow ourselves to make self-destructive decisions.
Yes.
Because once somebody shows you that they're bad for you, you don't turn that into, well, if they just change this right here, they'll be good for me. If they are not willing, if they're not at that place, don't keep going, because then what happens, that becomes your responsibility, because you've already seen who they are. You've already seen what their behavior patterns are. You already see what the challenges are. You just have to have the courage to say, this is not the right person for me. This is not healthy for me.
Yes, sir. And truly, Pastor Pratt, you hit it on the spot. And just one other thing as we get ready to close out, a couple of things I want to, because you shared some things that I always like to just go back and just, because I'm taking it and I'm nursing off it as well. You know, you said that a lot of the people that are out here trying to date or even sometimes married, they either fall in two categories, I'll just say right now, takers and givers.
That's exactly right.
That's one of the things we got to understand. We must do our best to recognize individuals who consider to be takers.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you can recognize they're takers, you have a better opportunity to make a decision to no longer continue a relationship with them or anything with them, and you can tell them goodbye.
Yeah.
However, by you being a giver sometime, you think that the give, all you can give them or help change them. They're not going to change because they're takers. And we call users. See, let's go and keep it real. And I always say them users ain't nothing but losers.
Yeah.
They in for a game. They want to win at whatever cost there is. People have to understand they want to win at whatever cost because they playing a game. It's like a football game to them. I'm trying to score a touchdown every time or trying to get to first base. You know, even if you heard that in, you know, younger folks in dating, I'm just trying to get to first base, man. I'm trying to get to first base. So they are takers, and they're not willing to give. And once you recognize that, you have to make some serious decisions about exactly what direction you're willing to go. See, when you trust in the Lord and you pray, he's going to guide you in the right direction. A lot of people too many times think about the secular part of this whole thing. You know, they're thinking about this worldly thing instead of thinking about truly, truly the decision that's going to be good and righteous in the eyes of our Lord and Savior. That's our biggest mistake. And I want to go there because we want you to understand you have to make those right decisions. But once you recognize that person is a taker, you have to get away from the situation. I have this little thing, Pastor Pratt, I always tell people, once you more or less the representatives, people show who they are, run as fast as you can. Same way when you see they are takers. When you see them takers, you better run as fast as you can and get away from them. If they run behind you, tell them you to stop, don't you look back.
That's right.
You got to keep going. Because if they make that effort, to catch up with you, they're going to do worse to you than they could have from the beginning.
That is correct.
Because that is just truly, truly what those people is all about. Because they're takers.
That's right.
You know? They're not givers. Don't think they're givers. And if they give you something, and I want to say that about it, whenever a taker gives you something, they're looking for something in return.
There is a string attached.
There's a string. Yes, sir. And I always share this, you know, a lot of time with individuals, even family members. I tell them, I say, it's nothing free in this world. If that dude want to, you know, give you that, he's looking for something in return. Oh, he said he wasn't looking for nothing in return. Yes, he is. He don't even have to give you anything at that time. What he's going to do is he's going to always keep that on, put it on your mind. I gave you that. And as a taker, I'm looking for something in return.
Yeah.
I don't give you nothing free. And that's what we build in our relationship. And if you can recognize that in dating, and you can really see above, like Denise said, you know, some people can't see over the forest because they're stuck looking down at the ground. You got to try to look and visualize what's on the other side of the forest, because when you see that taker coming, you got to go. You got to run.
That's right.
And that's what we're talking about. We want to share some things. We had an awesome time sharing some things. And just one more thing I want to talk about, Pastor Pratt, and it's in our format about, and I think a lot of people don't understand that we're talking about dating, we're talking about marriage as well, about socially single and legally single. And there's a difference. And people really don't understand that. You know, when we say you're socially When we say social, I mean you're more outgoing, you're out in the public, and, you know, that can answer socially single right there. But it could be defined as not being married, but you're socially out trying to get with everything you can. Did I say that right? You try to get with everything. Since you're not married, you're willing to be with everything out there you can get your hands on.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you might be, you know, you live by yourself, true enough. However, you're willing to bring the partners in, but get them out.
Yeah.
I'm single. I'm socially single. I'm going to get them out.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't be identified as being there. First of all, you don't want to be in a committed relationship. A socially single person don't want to be in a committed relationship.
Right.
And
I think that what you're talking about, it goes back to the earlier, the first point that we were talking about, is understanding the intentions of a person and what your intentions are. What is your purpose for dating?
Yes,
and see,
sir.
Here's the other part of it. When two people are in agreement, with what they want to, when they're in agreement as far as the purpose of the dating is concerned, then that's healthy.
Yes.
If that works between those two people, then that's a healthy relationship as long as everybody is informed of all of the information. Now, it may not end up in a healthy situation because a relationship like that usually ends with somebody getting their heart broken or their feelings hurt. And I don't see the lasting effect of that kind of thing as it being something healthy that lasts. It's just important. I think that in every dating relationship, as you mentioned about the socially the social dating, if you're out and you're doing that, if you run up on somebody that does not go along with that, that's the person you leave alone. It's just the person you leave alone.
Yes,
there are enough people out there that are going to bite that bait that you're putting out there. But the ones that are not biting, move on.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
because you bring the emotions of another person into something,
yes,
where you know you're not bringing yours into it. And
yes,
if you're
sir.
Out for just one thing, see, that's the thing. You never know. See, too often what people do is they go out and they try to calculate the risk of somebody else's emotions. You don't know how crazy folks are. You don't know if they're going to tear up your car or try to call and mess up things on your job or, whatever. You just don't know. And just to take advantage of another human being that has emotions and hurt and dreams and goals and all of that, and when all of that is wrapped up, when all of that is wrapped up with another individual, and they're not considering the other person, that's an unhealthy situation, and it's unfair to the person that may be walking into something blindsided and doesn't understand. That's why I said I think dating is a process, and we have to take time with people to watch the consistency of people's behavior. Watch the consistency of behavior, because somebody can tell you anything from the beginning. But if you don't see consistency in the behavior, then it'll let you know that, hey, they told me one thing, but they're doing something else.
Yes. Yes, sir. And those words are powerful right there. That's why we have to kind of see, look beyond the forest and figure there's something else. When they're trying to give you a snake oil salesman, he's trying to sell you something. He's trying to convince you to go over with that, what they're saying, when the truth of the matter, they really don't have any substance in what they're trying to sell you. All they're trying to do
is
get what they can out of it. It's so important that we understand that. One last thing, I write down these things that Pastor Frank is sharing with us. He said, calculate the risk of emotion. Because when you're not able, you got to remember, when you're dealing with somebody, you're affecting, dealing with their emotions. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You can't calculate hurt and how that person is being hurt. You can't, they may have dreams, but if you are not understanding that the things you're doing are going to deflect them from being successful in the dreams they have or whatever they have set for and their goals, we have to be very careful. But our point is not to the people who are doing that.
I've pointed to those people as we talk about half of the singles who not willing to be in a relationship, even date, is once you recognize that this person is playing with your emotion, again, you must excuse yourself from that situation as fast as you can.
Absolutely.
Because I guarantee you they're going to come back. They don't care about hurting you. They don't care if you got a dream of being successful. They don't care if you got a goal. These things don't matter. Your goal is to have a relationship of success. Their goal is to have a relationship of destruction.
That's right.
Just remember that. You want a relationship of success. They want one of destruction. And that's what we're
seeking.
And
that is a person that's only seeking self-gratification.
Bingo. That's it. Self-gratification. And that's why half of the people prefer to be single, not in a relationship, or even in dating. It's been an awesome show tonight. We went a little bit over the hour time, but when you're talking and sharing some information, sharing our thoughts, and, you know, you can develop whatever you want. You take and assess yourself. We're asking you to do that. The topic tonight is all about you. If you're single and you're choosing not to be in a relationship or even dating, you can assess yourself, write down the reason why, and if we said something that's going to help you move in the right direction so that you're going to be comfortable, but whatever you do, be comfortable in your own skin and comfortable in the decisions you make. That's what it's all about. The Dr. Lowe Show is all about the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we talk about all those issues, the night to the singles, dating, and marriage. It's been awesome. Now, what I want us to make sure you do is that as I post on my page, you make contact with Brother Pratt, Pastor Pratt. He's my brother. That's who I feel. That's who I feel, that connection. Give him a call.
Amen.
And his number is 214-609-807. Make sure you call him, or either as Pastor Pratt, you can go to email him and share the email with the Pastor Pratt.
It is Pratt. That is spelled P as in Paul, R-A-T-T, dot Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, the number 9, at gmail.com. That is pratt.eddie9@gmail.com.
Awesome, awesome. Now, make sure you make connection with him, because, I'm so excited to have him as a team member and be a partner here. You know, we're hosting this together. And that's where I feel. And I do appreciate you, Brother Pratt, saying yes and being a part of it. It's been awesome tonight. And I want all those individuals on Facebook to give a shout. We give them a shout out, Brother Pratt, to let you know they took time to spend some time and comment and also be a part of this. And we want to give them a shout out like we do on all our shows. We have Dana Bowser out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We want to give her a shout-out, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Tasima Jackson, they call her Sunshine. Thank you so much for joining us. Edna Richardson, one of my cohorts when I was working in what we call career tech field, some people call the old vocational field. She's a career tech director and principal down in a county south of Montgomery, in between Montgomery and Mobile, and she's a good friend of mine, truly, truly good friend, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Latay Pickett. Thank you so much, Latay. She was a co-host on one of our shows, an expert on one of our shows. It was called Real Talk. It was on Tuesday night then. We moved it to Monday night. So we thank her for joining us. Carrie Patterson, one of my former students. As I retired 4 years ago, he was getting ready to finish high school. He's into law enforcement now and security work. Also, we have Minister Denise Stephanie Behind the Mask Ministry, and we thank you, Denise, for playing a major part and making sure, you know, you offer your comments and several comments here. Go to Facebook. Dr. Pratt, as well as others, you can see the comments that she shared, as well as the other individuals as well. We also have Deacon Reginald Roof, which is my nephew. thank you so much for joining us and sharing your thoughts as well, Deacon Ruth. We also have Diane Lynn Bird. Thank you for joining us as well. She's watching as well. But it's good to have each and every one of these individuals still strolling down to get make sure I get everybody. We had so many comments. We had a lot of hand claps. We had individuals, you know, just saying okay sign with the, you know, with the hand sign and everything. Thank you so much. It's been an awesome show. Brother Pat, if you want to share your final words, we'll be back in 2 weeks, and we're going to come hard again. We're going to make you do it again. Brother Pat.
All right. I just wanted to close out with just saying thank you for just this opportunity to share just any insight, and I hope that it's been helpful. I hope that it leads to you having healthier relationships, and I look forward to us gathering again soon in 2 weeks.
Awesome. Thank you, Brother Pratt, so much. You know, it was very enlightening tonight. And, you know, as a host, I learned by listening and communicating with each other. Also, I want to just give a shout-out to those individuals who've been on this show and have books that are available. You know, we're going to start off with young lady out of Fort Worth, Dallas area, Erica Kennard. She has a book that's available on Amazon entitled Brother, I'm Sorry. And she shares some awesome poetry in there, as well as some words of advice that will help you through relationships with families, friends, whoever, just someone that you want to share with. And you can get that book, and of course, it's $20. We also have another author that was on here, Phoenix Q. Brown. She was on our show, Behind the Scene, The Rise of the Resiliency. Thank you so much, and that book is $20 as well. We also have Nicole S. Brown out of Louisiana. She was on the show as well, and one of her books is she have 11 or 12. She made the bestseller list lately. It's Who Do You Love by Nicole S. Brown, and that one is $20 as well. Then along with those, I have my two books available as well. The first book is Education. As a retired educator, I wrote all about things that occurred, and I have several series of this book, Education, What Happened to the Passion, and it's available as well. The next book is $15, and the last book published in January is Don't Be Scared to Love, and I published that, and it's $20. You can just check with my email and share your thoughts. All of those things I want to make sure I share, because those individuals took time to be a part of this. And I know as well that several projects Brother Pratt is working on. He's going to come out, and we'll make sure we advertise as hard as we can advertise through this network right here. It's been awesome. #, communicate for understanding. That's what we was doing tonight, communicating for understanding. #, keep on grinding. The next #, is One Life Matter. We got to understand COVID-19, social unrest, and injustice and all of that is happening. But we have to keep in mind, you know, we have to remember one life matters. And we have to understand it is important that we move forth. And that's one of the things our Monday night show uses, and that's the #, One Life Matter. Second #, that goes with our Wednesday night show, which is our sports show, is responsible. Be responsible. It's not so much as be responsible, but #, responsible. It's just time to be responsible during COVID-19. Be responsible in your relationship. Be responsible in your marriage. Be willing to give the greatest effort. If you're comfortable being single, fine, but still be a responsible person as a single person.
Yes.
Just make sure you do it. And last but not least, it's not a #. As we close out, you can check us out tomorrow night. We have our sports show, which is Talking Sports Plus. It's happening at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's in the night, p.m. time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to be talking some sports.
We're going to talk about COVID-19. We're going to talk about cancellation. We're going to talk about cases now in high school athletics. Then start playing football. Now we got cases popping up. Possibly they had the first weekend last week, possibly counseling games coming up this weekend. We're going to talk about that all tomorrow night. It's been good.
All right.
Thank you so much. We have one other person just joined us, and I want to give them a shout. And that's Jay Roof. That's my niece. She's married to Reginald Roof. So both of them is joining us, and I thank them so much for doing that, taking time being supported in this situation as we make a difference to this vessel. As I close out, I tell everybody it's time to turn the lights out. It's fine. The lights are flashing bright, but it's time to turn it out. But don't turn the lights out on your life, on your relationship, or your marriage. Let's not do that. We don't own the rights to this music, but we want to play it. Again, as I say, as I close out every show, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night. And light a candle tonight. I'm in a romantic mood. Yes, let's take a shower together. Yes, I'll wash your body if you wash mine. Yes. I wanna love you all over.